Hello and welcome to AHR's weekly market update podcast, brought to you by our Chief Investment Officer, Ian Ramsey.
Welcome to this week's AHR market review for the week ending 17th of March 2024. Inflation data from the US came in slightly above expectations, leading to a second week of declines for US equity markets, whilst European equities etched out gains. The US Consumer Price Index rose 0.4% last month, after climbing 0.3% in January. Gasoline prices rebounded 3.8% after declining in January, while shelter, which includes rents, rose 0.4% after advancing 0.6% in the prior month. These two categories contributed more than 60% to the monthly increase in the CPI. In the 12 months through February, the CPI increased 3.2% after advancing 3.1% in January. The Producer Price Index rose 0.6% in February, roughly double consensus estimates and the most in 6 months. While core producer prices rose only 0.3%, this was also slightly more than expected. On a year-over-year basis, headline producer prices were up 1.6%, well above expectations and at the highest level since September. In the UK, the unemployment rate unexpectedly rose from 3.8% to 3.9% in the 3 months to the end of January, whilst wage growth fell to 6.1%, the lowest level since mid-2022. Meanwhile, the UK economy showed signs that it may be recovering from a recession that happened in the second half of 2023. Gross domestic product increased 0.2% in January, bolstered by expansion of retailing and wholesaling. US equities finished the week marginally negative following mixed inflation data announcements. European stocks added 0.3%, whilst UK's FTSE 100 index added 0.9%. Japan's stock markets declined over the week, losing 2.5%, whilst Chinese equities rose 0.3%. Yields of US government bonds rose as the latest inflation data produced a slight shift in the interest rate outlook. After retreating the previous week to 4.08%, the yield of the 10-year US Treasury bond rebounded to close at 4.31% on Friday. Amid tightening oil supplies, the price of US crude rose around 4% for the week, finishing the week at $81 per barrel. Looking to the week ahead, the US Federal Reserve is expected to keep its benchmark interest rate unchanged at its meeting that concludes Wednesday, and Fed observers will watch for any clues about the timing of eventual rate cuts this year. Based on futures trading, most investors expect the Fed's pivot to rate-cutting mode is likely to begin in either June or July. Similarly, in the UK, the Bank of England meets Thursday to review its monetary policy, and whilst expectations are for no changes in interest rates, investors will be looking for commentary that hints of when rate cuts may come, with investors currently expecting a cut in the third quarter of the year. That's all for this week's AHR Weekly Podcast. Thank you for listening. For further investment insights, head over to ahrprivatewealth.com.